Hi everybody, welcome to Hafed's Coffee Break once more, and today's topic is commitment. And with me, Victor, my sidekick, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all good, I'm happy to be back. And today's coffee is, can I say a brand here? I don't know, we never settle, right?
We never
really investigated that.
We're not that big.
Not yet, right?
Yeah, not yet. Okay. Eventually, if you keep listening,
maybe one day we will be sponsored by WacDonald's.
From WacDonald's, if you know? Understand what we mean.
Yeah, or the old Had a Farm restaurant, you know? So this coffee is a nice coffee, okay? I really enjoy it. But here's the trick, okay? Mm-hmm. It's better if you change the cream for milk. And if you're a coffee lover and you really enjoy like the taste of coffee, you can add an espresso shot in it, and it's delicious. No sugar added, just like that. It's so good, delicious. That's how I like it. So that's the coffee of the day, and it's really, really good. I'm sorry, I'm salivating. I'm just describing it to you. Oh my God, I have a problem.
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird. Yeah, really weird. Anyway, so today's topic is commitment, right? As I said, well, you know that I'm a bit of a lactose intolerant, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I don't take cream, because I don't like
the
flavor.
But I committed to the milk.
Yeah, I still ask for a little bit of milk, you know, just for the taste of it. But, you know, I committed to my decision, and I know it's going to be like, I have to deal with that after, you know? Anyways, consequences, you know, when you commit to something, there are things that are going to happen. And sometimes it's good things and sometimes it's bad things, right? And let's talk first about this topic, commitment. What is commitment? It depends on the people, I guess. But to me, commitment is really when you take the time to involve yourself as much as you can in something.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it like that. So if I say I'm going to take, like I said, that decision, I'm committed to take that decision, right? It could be a short-term kind of thing, or it could be a longer term, right? Example, I don't know, starting a podcast, starting a project, starting something. So are you committed to what you're doing, or are you just like, let's try it out and let's see how it goes? But what we've been seeing, like I was checking out, like how people get really like successful in life, and most of the time it's people that are committed to their things, right? So they're committed to the project, they're committed, and they're saying like, I'm gonna be consistent too, right? And it can go like hand to hand with this term too, right? To be consistent. Once you're committed, you're doing everything you can in order to get to your goal.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you see it?
For me, commitment is more, well, it's similar to you, but I see it as if you're going to get committed to something, you've done your research, mm-hmm. you've seen pros and cons, and even with all that, you've decided to go through with whatever you're going to do, project, lifestyle, new way of thinking, everything. Once you're committed to something, you have to give 100%. Because if you don't give 100%, then you truly were never committed to what you wanted to do since the beginning. You were already trying to find an escape from something you decided to do,
mm-hmm.
and not 100%
committed. Yeah, because sometimes we're like, oh, we're going to try it and let's see how it goes. And if it's easy and like everybody gets it, like it's fine. It's going to be like a rolling ball that you throw down a hill, you know, and it's just going to keep rolling. But it's not with a little push that's going to happen, you know. And sometimes it happens and, well, okay, you got lucky or blessed, right? But most of the time, you really have to be committed to something. Example, even at work, right? It's like you start work. You start working at some place, and if you don't like the place, well, the commitment, it's going to get lower, right? So you're going to be like, oh, I don't know, you start to work less if you don't feel like you're being recognized for what you do, example, right? Or vice versa. You start working better or more hours at some place that you really feel well, right?
Yeah.
But the commitment, it means that you will stand by your choice of working in that place no matter what, or you're going to be like, no, I'm going to do whatever I can to show up on time, to not have problems with my bosses, you know, be the best employee there. So it's all starting from a decision, right? Mm. And then you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean too. It's like, and you can put that in so many levels. Example, even when you're trying to train, I don't know how many of you have tried to be healthier, going to a gym, right? I think like that's how gyms do make their money, right? And like in January when everybody's like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna start training, and then on February nobody's in the gyms, right? We're talking about consistency. We're talking about commitment. Like the moment you say, I want to have this shape, and you're going to do everything in order to get to that shape, we're talking about that commitment of saying, I have to wake up, and I know that in my day, I have to put that schedule, you know, and that schedule, I have to put an hour or 2 hours of training, right? So when you start committing, it means you're really like trying your best in order to succeed. But sometimes we just want an easy way out. It's like fast food, right? Like, what is the best food you've ever ate? Is it a fast food, or is it something that was really worked and well done? Like, example, like a steak. You cannot just like get that at McDonald's or McDonald's or I don't know, whatever. Mm. Like, you know, but what I mean is like there's a work before you get a great steak on your plate.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to marinate the food. You have to prepare it like 24 hours, 48 hours. Sometimes it's years, right? So it's crazy when you think about it. But we don't think about all the work that it took before it got to our plate, right? And it's the same thing with success. You cannot just expect success to come at your dinner table and be like, let's enjoy it like everything else. It's not like that. You have to be committed and involve yourself into succeeding, if you can say it like that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's clear or like I'm just like messing up the concept of commitment. But that's, and when we talk about success or even like work or healthy things, right?
Yeah, because once you're committed to something, I feel like everything else comes with it. Like, once you commit yourself to, let's say, like a diet, then you become consistent.
Yeah.
And then you get what's called a habit.
Yeah.
And that habit just becomes something, a part of you. And all that like stem from you committing to something or to a goal that you decided to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you committed like 100%, I feel like people wouldn't stop. But if you already knew that you're going to stop midway, or you don't think it's going to work out because of this or that, or if you already have that mentality, then you truly were never committed to something from the get-go.
And you start making excuses.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's not my fault. And you blame somebody else instead of just like taking the blame yourself and saying like, you know what? What can I do to make it better?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the moment we start thinking that way, that's how we evolve in that way, or we get better, right? And it goes in that part of the human life, right? Of seeing like who's gonna be successful or who's gonna be more prompt to succeed in life. It's people who are not afraid to fail, right? And that's what we were talking in the last podcast, that we have to be able to fail without judgment and be able to stand up after failing, you know, like, and just saying like, you know what, like, okay, this wasn't good, so from now on, what am I supposed to do, right? But most people, they don't know what to do, and maybe they committed, but they're committed in the wrong direction, or maybe they're just feeling, I don't know, like they don't have the solution, and they feel alone. And sometimes we just put ourselves into that place, like, no, well, I don't want to talk about it because it's going to be shameful and painful to share some things that, oh, I felt doing this, or I'm trying to do this, but I don't want to show the behind the scenes, right? I just want to show the successful part. And that's the danger right there, because most people show only like the successful part, and you can see that in the social medias, and that's a huge lie, because you don't see the whole work behind it, right?
Yeah.
Just like the steak, you can see the steak in front of your plate, and it's like, oh, it looks tasteful. The same thing with Photoshop, right? Like you create something that it's not real, but people are trying to live by those standards, like that those standards that are put by the society, by social medias, and everybody like living big life, right? And it's crazy, because somebody that doesn't have the same means is trying to live as somebody who has everything, right? And this is really dangerous, because then you start having people with so many difficulties to succeed, or just like try as hard as they can, and then they fail, and then you have like mental illness or mental issues happening, because they're like, how come I don't succeed, or I don't get to that point? I did the same thing, and everybody's like trying to coach everybody else, like trying to help each other, right? At a certain extent, if we can say it like that. And you can find on YouTube like people trying to cheer you up,
yeah, or it's
like, you know what, like, oh, you can do this or whatever. It's like, just do it, right?
Yeah.
So you have those people telling you, hey, you can do it, and they believe in you, but it's fake. You know what you're able to do, but you have to try to do what you can and then get better and try to improve all the time. So to me, that's commitment. You know, somebody really like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to succeed, right? And commitment, it starts with your own person. You cannot be blaming the others.
Yeah.
Because the moment you do that, like, it's over. Like, you're going to lose it, and you're going to start making excuses for everybody else, right? You started going to the gym. Why did you stop? Oh, because I have to be with my wife. That's an excuse that I made, you know?
Right.
It's like, and that's myself. I was like, you know what? I want to go back instead of staying at school in the gym and just like train. Like I miss my wife and I want to come back home, you know? But then it became like an excuse and I stopped training. I was like, no, I want to go home, be in my comfort, you know, do my work, do my things, prepare for next day. And you start a routine that you can easily change if you just committed to it. If you start running, you can start running and say like, you know what, but you have to put it in the schedule. So consistency and commitment, to me, they go together, right? In those aspects. However, there's other levels in those words, or how we can use commitment in life in general. And what would you think, like outside of work, outside of health, where can we use commitment as a thing to get better or something like that?
Well, like easy enough, like in a relationship.
Yeah, of course.
If you, like, I feel like a lot of people that I know that start like a relationship aren't committed. They're just like, they were attracted to, like you said, to a lifestyle, to something, right? Mm-hmm. To in this case, to the person.
Yeah.
And instead of actually thinking through how the person is, their qualities, their way of life and stuff like that, stuff that might not go exactly hand to hand with how they're living,
mm-hmm.
but because they're pretty, they're handsome, they have a lot of money, this and that, whatever reason, mm-hmm. they start going out, and then maybe a month or two, they start seeing flaws, and then I should have never gone to this good in this committed relationship, which was never really committed.
Yeah.
And then they go through a breakup, and then sometimes they go back and forth. But that's because they don't want to get committed to something real, something that might like work out.
Or too serious.
Or it's too serious, and they don't want to. But that's like in a relationship between man and a woman, but it can be a relationship between friends, mm-hmm. between coworkers, stuff like that.
No.
Like, basic relationship is supposed to, I feel like it's supposed to be in the basis that you're committed to either help this person out, to either love somebody, yeah, or to be consistent at your job, at your whatever you're doing, right? You should be committed to do your best and try to be better to like whatever you're doing and the thing that you committed yourself in.
Exactly, because if we talk about relationship, I think it has to be two individuals committing to each other, right? And most of the time, the problem is that one is committing more than the other, right? Or one is like giving more, more involvement in the relationship or trying to keep it alive more than the other.
Yeah.
And that's when it breaks down, and that's when everything is falling apart, because you feel you're giving and the other person is not giving the same amount of effort, if we can say it like that, right?
Yeah.
So being committed is that. I think it's to take the decision to really make it work. And it's not a feeling, like you were saying, because sometimes it's mostly like, oh, I like this person. Oh, it's like, oh, we have something in common. We go to the gym together. But what happens the moment you stop going to the gym, you know?
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Like, is there something else that you can work on, right? And you have to commit to that person in order to know that person and try to change something that might not be good for that relationship, because it's about a commitment at that level. It's really serious, right? Because you're trying to adapt or change, even though we hear that a lot, right? I'm not going to change for you. You have to change for me, but I'm not expecting to change, right? And that's a big problem, because no matter like the relationship, I think everybody is different or has different filters when you're in a relationship with somebody. It can be a friendship. It can be like lovers. It could be whatever, right? But you have a way of being like with that person. And when you commit to that person, it's really like, you know what? I'm going to make this relationship work, a friendship, a relationship of like a commitment, like marriage, right? Saying, like, okay, I'm going to do whatever I can for this marriage to work and to be successful. But it takes commitment, right?
Some of the, like, commitment is also, you have to think what you're committing to. You can't just commit to something out of nowhere. You can't just commit to a person just because, oh, I like her. You have to actually commit to something, to actually commit or to make a commitment, you have to be ready and think about all the pros and cons, everything that might come with it, something, some stuff that you might think, oh, that's a bit extreme, but it could happen. And you're committed to go through it with that person or with that project or whatever.
Yeah.
We can't commit to something too quickly.
And we have to commit to specific things.
Yeah.
Example, when you get married, right, you commit to bring food to the table, right? So you do whatever you have to do to bring food to the table. Either way, if it's the guy or the girl, you commit to make the other one happy, right? So, and sometimes we forget that commitment, right? And even in a relationship, not even necessarily in a marriage, but you want to make the other person feel great, right? But the problem is that when you try too hard and the other person don't, like I was saying. So, and that's when the problems start appearing.
Yeah.
Because one is not committed as much as the other one. And we hear it a lot. And I'm not being like sexist here, like saying like, oh, maybe it's the man or maybe it's the girl. Sometimes it's not even, it doesn't have to do with man or woman. It's the commitment can come more from a man, or it could come more from the woman. It doesn't mean anything, right? But what I'm saying is that if both of them in a relationship are committed to each other to make the other one feel comfortable, to feel happy, to feel, to, I don't know, to reach their goals, right? The relationship is going to take another feeling, another way, right? It's going to be like, okay, we're in this together and we're going to work it out together as a couple, as a friendship, or I'm going to make you be the better person, you know, but I'm not going to try to change you, perhaps. I'm just going to be there for you, trying to support you in your decisions and try to tell you, hey, you know what, this was wrong or this was good. And some people are really bad with that criticism, right? Like saying like, this wasn't that good. Like, and I know for sure that when people talk to me like, yeah, I liked your podcast, but this and that, and it's like, I take it for a moment, I'm going to take it like, oh man, like I'm going to feel disappointed, right? But at a certain level, I'm going to appreciate what the person is telling me, like, for me to improve, you know? Yeah. It has to be constructive though, you know? But the commitment is about, and that relationship is about like, you know what? I'm going to help you be better. I'm not going to help you be the better version for me. You know what I mean? Like saying like, you're going to be the best friend that I need if you do this, 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 and that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to help you become the best friend that I need. What I mean is that I'm going to help you being the best version of yourself. And that's what I think a friendship has to do.
Yeah.
Right? At a certain extent. And not trying to change a person. However, it's a commitment to support the person. It doesn't mean you have to be right all the time, or the other person has to be like always like arguing with you or whatever, right? But a commitment starts saying like, I'm going to be friends with this person. From now on, like we put that label, or we can say, you know what? If I consider you a friend, I have to act like a friend, right? Mm. And be the best friend I can for you with your expectations. However, sometimes your expectations are not going to like be the same as mine, right? But it's crazy because it all goes together, right? When we talk about commitment, and we really forget about what made us start something sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm addressing like the listener right now, just like think about something you started doing or you wanted to do for years maybe or months, and saying like, oh, I wanted to start, I don't know, learning piano, right? What was your level of commitment when you said, I want to start learning piano? First, did you watch videos? Like, because you have different levels, right? So first, it could be like, I'm going to watch videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or second level, I don't know, I'm going to buy a piano, right? Mm-hmm. Or a keyboard. Or I'm going to, I don't know, get a teacher, you know, like, and get information, how much it costs. You have a different level of commitment.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, you know what? I want to learn. I'm going to pay for it to have a teacher. I'm going to put some time into it. And the level of commitment is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will have like the consequences, if we can say like that, or the benefits, all the good things, right? That comes with learning to play piano at a certain level. Maybe you're going to learn and you're going to be like, oh, and everybody else is going to be impressed by your level you're learning that fast. So I don't know. It's like sometimes I admire somebody that can learn piano, yeah, or a guitar or whatever, or an instrument. I admire that because it means that person was committed to learn it. And it's not maybe easy for that person to get to that level.
Yeah.
It just takes commitment, practice, and really like the willingness of doing it, right? And sometimes we get lost into that. And that's the best example that I can take, maybe learning an instrument, because it takes time, it takes effort. You will not see results like right away, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be on the long term until it gets all the musicians. Well, you're a musician, right?
Yeah, sure.
And well, you play guitar. Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah. So to me, you're a musician.
Okay.
So at a certain point, do you feel it gets like automatic? Just like if I tell you like, okay, these are the partitions, just read it and play it. Like, is it like automatic, or you always have to check your guitar and check the notes and everything?
Well, for me, that's just me, because
yeah,
I easily forget the shape of a note. So I'm like, oh, what is that? Okay, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But once I see it, I'm like, okay, I can play this song now.
And when you perform it, do you always check
what you're doing? No, at that point, When you play the guitar, you shouldn't be looking at your fingers. Guitar. Yeah, if you play like a chord.
Yeah.
But if you're playing a solo, sure, that's fine to see a little bit. Yeah. But even the masters don't even have to look at it anymore because they just know where it is, how to play it, how hard, how to, like, you're with your other hand, they know exactly how to strum it, how to pick it, everything. Mm. But that comes with practice, and that comes with like committing yourself to the guitar and learning everything you can from it.
Exactly. So that was my point that I was trying to make. Like, all the musicians I know, that's what they tell me. Like, at first it's difficult. Yeah, but you need to be consistent. Like, start learning like 15 minutes per day. And like 15 minutes per day, for some of you can be like, oh, 15 minutes is nothing, right? But to be consistent and really commit to do that, like, that's the secret, right? You want to learn something, like, commit to it.
With if we go back to relationship a bit, and if somebody, like, we talk about one person committing more than the other, right? Mm-hmm. But if that, let's say that person sees that you, let's say you're committing to a relationship more than the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're committed to him doesn't mean you're entitled. Well, he should be entitled to your commitment, and you should give 100%. If you've seen time and time again that he's not willing to give the commitment, you don't have to. I feel like that person shouldn't feel obligated to stay with that person because he committed so much time, so much this and that. But that person never brings anything, and you've addressed it, and like, I feel like in our relationship I'm more committed because of this is that, and that person doesn't change, and it's been years. I feel like you have the right to be like, all right, I need to find somebody who I can be committed, and that person can be committed to me as well.
Yeah, I get your point, but I think that sometimes that's what happens. Like, the person gets tired of being the one trying to pull the carriage, right? Trying to take it and carry that relationship, or just pull the car on its own, right? But it's not that easy, right? Yeah. Because you try to commit to a certain level, but you don't expect, or maybe you shouldn't. I would say stop expecting like the other person's commitment to you. And that's the secret. Because the moment you expect something and you don't get what you expect, well, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to get frustrated. What you have to do is do things with love, right? Everything you do, do it with love. Thinking, that's for this person because I love that person, but I'm not waiting for any type of like, or the same level of commitment. And where I'm going with this, I just want to clarify, because it sounds like, well, somebody can just be like, oh, you know what? Well, I'm going to enjoy this. She's giving everything I want, so I'm just going to lay back. And this relationship is on auto mode, right? Automatic word, like a mode. And we're just going to go on a cruiser and just going to wait, you know? But that's the danger. And if the person is not committing at a certain level, you can feel it too. And maybe you can ask yourself, does that person really love me? Or does that person really want me to be as a friend or something, you know? And that's when it gets difficult, right? But don't expect somebody to be just like you or at the same level of commitment, because that's when you're going to, like, be so disappointed, and like there's no way back when that moment, because after that you're just gonna be like, yeah, but I did this, and you start making a list of things that you've been doing to prove that you've been committed to a certain extent, right? And I'm telling you guys, like, try to think about something that you're really committed right now, and if you don't find something that you're really committed to right now, just wait and take a moment and really try to think, okay, what should I start doing? It can be in a relationship, or it could be whatever, like if learning something new, or just like, you know, during this time that we've been like all like on our own, like, you know, like with the quarantine and everything. And like, what did you do? Well, maybe you're going to be, oh, I wasted my time and I watched, I don't know, Netflix or whatever, I was checking series and I didn't really like improve in something. Well, we have to ask ourselves, like, from now on, what can I do to get better at something that I started to do, or even to keep that consistency or this commitment throughout the year, even after we start working again? Maybe you started like training during the COVID period right now, and like, how are you going to manage to do that? The best thing that I can tell you to is like, commit to a schedule. Try to put a schedule. And it's difficult sometimes, but that's something that I know works for me. Like, I know that I have to go work, example, and after work, and I plan my day, and I know what I have to do, and I go like daily, on a daily basis like this, you know. And some people prefer going like for a month, or, you know, like my wife's like, no, everything is in the calendar on the fridge, like for the month, and it's there, and like, I, like this, we know it's on their phones. And I think that's really good, even more when we're gonna have our kids, right? Which, by the way, it's like in September, so we're really close to it, like maybe a month, and we will be having a little boy, right? So, and maybe the podcast is going to be like difficult to do, maybe. Right? So be patient. I will be working on that and try to find a moment in which I can start recording when he's sleeping, or I don't know. We'll see how it goes, right?
We'll see.
But I make a commitment to you guys that I will continue on with my podcast, and I'm expecting to have other guests from now on, right? With the COVID situation, like getting a bit better. But still, what I'm saying is that we have to commit to something. We really have to have a goal. Example, what is your goal today? Well, to me, was like, you know what? We have to record this podcast. Oh, we have to go this... we have to go do groceries, or we have to... There's something that keeps us going. And once we committed to those small decisions, well, we feel good at the end of the day, because we're like, hey, you know what? I did this, you know, and celebrate it. And that's something that I would tell anybody. Like, celebrate whatever success you have in life. If you commit to something and you manage to do something right, well, celebrate. I'm not saying, like, go crazy and, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know what? Just write it down, or tell someone else, say, hey, you know what? Today I did this, you know, and you're going to feel great, and you're going to feel like you're moving forward.
Yeah, because if you commit yourself to do like little things, like groceries and stuff, the things you were talking about, you'll be more willing to commit to yourself something bigger, something that like has a bigger impact in your life. And you feel like you're ready to do it because you've committed to a lot of things before. Like very small things, or like things that people should already be committed to do, like getting your groceries.
Mm-hmm.
But if that helps you to become more confident that you're able to stick to something, to a schedule, to be consistent and do, like, if you go to the gym and do this or that, then doing something bigger should, in theory, be better for you. You should like have actually a drive to do it,
mm-hmm.
because you know what happens at the end. You know what's the feeling that you get when you accomplish something. Because the best thing that, like, I feel when I work or when I do something and I finish it, or I see the end product, you feel amazing, because like, I did that.
Yeah,
I committed so much time into doing this, so much money, resources, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then to see it paid off, to see it actually working. And I feel like if you have like a dream and stuff like that, and you commit yourself 100% to it, I imagine there's no greater feeling of accomplishment than actually seeing it grow and get better and better, and you actually achieving what you set out to do.
All about setting a goal, like I mentioned. It's all about having this commitment to get or obtain that goal, and just like you said, because and no matter the failing, right? Just like, try to get better and take it back and take control of what you're doing as much as you can, because there are things that we can control, and that's okay. But what you can control, it's how you will face the things that you can control. I don't know if it's like understanding what I'm saying here. There are things that you can control, right? But they are the only thing that you can control is how you face those things, right? With your body, with your mentality. How are you going to react facing the failure or things that came out of, example, you are trying to run out, run outside every day, and you're like, okay, and the day you want to start, it starts raining. What are you going to do? I'm going to wait for it to go out, like, and no more rain, or are you going to still go out and try to do it? Like, well, I'm going to get wet, or all the excuses in the world can come after that, right? I don't want to get sick, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what are you going to do? You're going to postpone it, and then maybe the next day it's going to rain again, and what are you going to do then? So there are things that you have to face and say, you know what, I'm going to do this no matter what, and I'm determined to do it. And it's basically, like, I would say, go back to the roots. What make you feel that you wanted to start doing something, or what triggered you to start doing something, right? Because if you forget what you were intending, meaning to do, or trying to achieve or accomplish, you're going to forget it, and you're just going to be, like, I don't know, lay back on anything that's going to happen. You're going to be like, nah, whatever, you know what? Like, it's not that important to me anymore, right? But the moment you really put that as a priority, and that can go, like, for anything, like I said, like, you can be committed to anything. You just have to pick and really start making those decisions that are going to make you the person, a committed person. And there's nothing better, like, that's what I think. There's nothing better than rely on somebody that's committed. Because if the person says, you know what, yes, I'll be there, you know that if it's a committed person, that person is going to be there, you know? However, if you know that the person is, like, I don't know, changing his mind, or they don't commit to anything in life, well, you're less prompt to believe that they're going to be there to help you, or, you know what, or I don't know, it can be anything, right? And that perspective saying, like, you have to commit, and you have to start showing what you're committed to, and you have to show it to yourself first before posting anything on Facebook. Because I've seen so many people, like, starting, like, I started running, or started whatever, and they post 2 days, or I started this business, and after a week it's over, and they don't post anything anymore, right? And it's fine. Because, as I said, not everything is going to work from day one or from week one. And most of the time, it's going to take a long time in order to start getting success. And I'm telling you, like, I don't know. I'm not successful. Like, I'm not rich. Because most of people, that's what they think, right? Like, oh, you're not successful in life. You're not rich. You don't have a fancy car. You don't have this and that. Because we have put, like, success with money. Right.
Yeah.
But I can say that I'm successful in things that I started to do. Like, I want this job. I'm going to do whatever I want, like, whatever I can to get that job. For example, I want to start a podcast. Well, I'm going to start buying stuff little by little until I can start getting it done. You know, things like that. I can say, well, that's my perspective. I don't know how you see me, but I think that I'm a committed person in things that I really like, right? And it's difficult sometimes to commit to something that you don't like that much. It could be even like doing the chores, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's something that nobody likes to do.
Or in, like, in my perspective, or my when I started doing the school for music, and I started saying, like, oh, I have to do French, history, I gotta do other courses as well, I gotta do so this and that. That put my whole thing, like, very, like, low. My whole commitment to music in general, super low, because I have to go through all these hoops to get to the actual thing I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of giving up and just like, ah, let me just get a job, a construction worker, or whatever. I'm not saying that's bad, I'm just saying that that's not something I wanted to do, right? No. If I did choose to become a construction worker, I wouldn't be doing something that I wanted. I would be doing something because the other thing was too long, I didn't see it, and I wasn't committed enough to figure out a way to make it work, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of doing the traditional way, I started to do research and started to find a way to make this work, because I am committed to go into the music industry and learning, you know, sound and music and everything that has to do with it, right? Mm-hmm. I try to figure out, like, I figure out a way to make it work, to make it my dream or my goal work. Because exactly. If not, then I guess I never really wanted to do it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Because if the educational system didn't work for me and I stopped there, then was I really ever committed to doing that? Or did I believe in myself able to do all this, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and sometimes, just like you said, sometimes we believe that we're not able to do it. But the commitment and the consistency and the effort that you're going to put into it are going to be the game changer, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes I know it's painful to get where you want to be. Example, I wanted to be an English teacher, right? But I had to have like French classes, philosophy. I had to have so many classes that I didn't care much about it. But I know it was like necessary for me to get where I wanted to be, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't see like the big picture, right? In the moment, we just feel overwhelmed and we're like, oh, you know what? Like, I don't like this. I'm not good at this. And most of the time, that's what happens. We get discouraged and we're like, you know what? Nah, this is not for me. And I'm just going to try to find another way, which is okay too, because it's part of being committed to whatever dream you have, saying like, there's another way. You can see your options and say like, well, maybe this way is going to be better for me. And that's another topic, but the educational system, it's not meant for everybody out there. Some people are going to be more like manual, or like they're going to be more
on hands,
like, and they're going to be better working on hands, like work, right? And it's fine, it's okay, but it's not everybody who's going to go to university, and it's not everybody who's going to go to college or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
There are other options in life to be happy, and you know, but we have this idea of no, this is successful, you know, you
that's
have to
how
go
you
there
become successful.
And that's how you get successful, and you get more money, and you get this and you get that, and at the end of the day, maybe you can be successful, but you're not going to be happy, right? But it's all about the commitment, and you have to commit to something that you really like. That's if you want to take something out of this conversation, that's what I would tell you. You have to take the time to find what you want to commit yourself to, and then commit to it and try to give it like your 100%, like you were saying before. And if it doesn't work, there's nothing bad about like retracting yourself and saying like, you know what, this is not working for me anymore, and try to commit to somebody, something else, or you know. And that's what happens sometimes, but you have to go to another thing, and you have to commit to something else in order to keep on going. Because sometimes that's what happens. People deal with depression because they don't feel they have a goal. They don't have something to commit to. We get to another topic here, but everything is related in that perspective, right? If you don't have a goal in life, well, I can understand that some people are going to feel that they're a bit lost, right?
Yeah.
So try to find something to commit to. That would be our message today. Like, honestly, it was really interesting. Thank you, Victor, for being with us once more. And honestly, I'm really committed to this podcast.
I'm committed to this podcast, and I'm committed to you, Hafez.
Oh, that's so nice from you.
Both, but you can take that as whatever you wanted.
Okay, so I we'll see. We'll talk off air about all that.
Because I feel like we had this conversation, like one is more committed than the other.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm more committed to you than you are to me.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about it because I feel like, I feed you when you come here, you know?
It's true.
So that's my way to pay you right now. So thank you again for being with us. I challenge you to commit to something in life. Try to commit to whatever your heart desires.
And take your time. Like,
take your time.
You have to be
aim something. Concentrate on that. Give it your 100%. If it's a relationship, give it all, and probably the other person is going to do the same for you. If not, well, ask yourself some questions, right? But there's nothing that cannot be said, and that's something that I think and I believe, like with all my heart, you can always talk things through. And sometimes we lose that communication, and that's what make relationship so difficult. So you can be right about something, you can be wrong about something, you can have great arguments, you can have different opinions, but you know what? That's the beauty of the human being, Like, we're all different. There's no one the same as the other. Mm-hmm. Even twins are different, and they can have different mentalities. So stop thinking that everybody has to be like you, and you be you, and start finding something to commit to. Thank you for listening to all of you. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you guys enjoyed this topic. And if you have something to say, we always invite you to follow us on our social medias, Hafid's Coffee Break on Instagram and Facebook, and Jaff's Coffee Break on Twitter. So thank you for listening, and I'm going to be back with another episode in almost 10 days.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Remember, people,
pregnancy, baby, maybe 1 month.
No, I'm committed to you guys. He's committed. In between 10 to 15 days, a new podcast. So take care, my friends. And it's been a pleasure once more. Don't forget to like, share, and comment. I'm expecting messages too. So thank you for all of those who have been messaging me about the topic. And I hope it's useful for someone out there. See you around. Hasta la próxima.